Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, thank you, good people. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. And hopefully you are at some point listening to this. You're listening to Seeing the Change for the Past, Being the Change for the Future here. It is 10 o'clock here on the dot. It's not. And I am Talk Dude, world-renowned handicap person.
Slap that off the table, okay? Because we're not going to stay here and call handicap. I mean, because to me, this is comedian organic okay, and I have to free the idea of what we relate to being someone that's disabled, because we have the actual perspective of what disability could be, but we can't say we own disability, right? Society gives the impression that they own the narrative of what disability is as the entire, you know, perspective of individuals, experience, disability, you know, conditions are, you know, it's not all the same. Just like people heights are not the same. People weights are not the same. People personality is not all the same. So just to say disability, that just narrowing it down, but it's so complex of what disability could be. You know, this show is wrapped up around a lot of components of what we say, battered men, unbattered men, battered people, and how they, you know, go through individual experience at times that are more singled outly, you know, as I say, is cross-contamination. And this show is about organic, right? So this whole show is about how people, guests, and, you know, conversations are brought to the table based on individual. And some of the things that we collectively do at individual come together and give people more examples on how to resolve some of these elements, right? So at this platform, you know, as you saying disability, I don't want disability to be more of a crisis that people are quite often not even giving people an empowerment of understanding what they're dealing with and giving them, you know, kind of some clearance, you know what I mean? Because if you see something wrong with somebody, it's the same thing as someone that's sitting not disabled. You want to say, help the person out, you know? If somebody's going to aneurysm or having a seizure and you're around and you understand how to deal with that, you know, help the person, you know what I mean? It's more important to help the person, change the person's life, then brag to people that don't have the elements to talk about it. That's the most neglected thing you can do to somebody, is talk about it with someone that don't have it and show them that you know something. Then the person that don't really know you know it, and they really appreciate it when you help them and give them information, insight. No, that's too much like helping. So this show platform, I got the guest on, comedian. His name is Talk Dude, and he's on the show.
One and only. Okay. Let me rock the mic for a little bit. I've been handicapped basically my whole life. But you know what? I don't know. In a weird way, look, you always hear that term handicapable. I know it sounds corny, but really, honestly, I want to be one of those guys. You know, how to make this work for me, okay? It's not enough for us basically in the handicapped community to just take benefits and special needs.
I think one of the things you tend to do is always almost like, I feel like this is like handicap, like inappropriate, like you talk about handicap like a pervert. Like if a pervert handicap department had any kind of anti-pervert rules, I would think that they would pitch you up there as a rule to not be handicapped. Like, because you just handicapped, I feel like, oh, this is like something that's like not right about it.
Look, I'm not just basic looking for something for charity. I've always tried to be handicapable. I've always been a pusher, a shaker to an extent. A guy who kind of moves a little bit, you know? I've always been that guy. That's what I should be.
So
and
what
really
you,
honest,
what we want to do,
this is not just on behalf of the handicap. We're trying to free
everybody. Stop. We're not talking about handicap and try to lock this show in about some handicap, you know, kind of, you know, this is not no politics of handicap marketing tools, okay? You
said that.
Yeah, this is got to be something more inspiring, okay? Someone living through it, it had to be something inspiring for those to be more familiar with the connection. You're explaining to somebody that if they didn't want to hear it, they would just do what I just did to you. They would do just that. And I'm saying to you is, it's not like some boring kind of seminar you've been to. You spend all this money and you fall asleep trying to get your little snack they gave you for free, like on the airplane, little peanuts and things like that. And you're trying to figure out a way to validate, you know, the money you spent. So this show today is about battered people, unbattered, and trying to.
Well, I'm not just talking about the handicap, and John. I'm talking about freeing all these people. Okay, there are people out there who basically are in some way victims of spousal abuse, and they're not even married. I mean, look. I'm saying what we're talking about here, doing them, is basically giving them more than just a shelter. But honestly,
goodness.
Yeah, your goodness. That's right. Personal freedom, liberation. But okay. Now, look. You tell me how we do that. You tell me.
Well, what I'm trying to explain to you is, you sound more of a person that's looking for a pervert to come. It's like this would be still like advertising for, like, if we had some kind of form of porn for disability, just the whole uniform, this would be like porn for disability. Like, someone would be looking at this and be like, man, this sounds like some shit to fuck. Like, excuse me, friends, but that's what it sounds like. Like, you're just trying to antagonize a person that is doing shit not right. And it's like you're giving them more information. That's what it sounds like.
I cannot believe you just said that on the radio. I believe you actually just said.
Yeah, this disability thing you're talking about, something like some kind of leading to some porn, disability porn that people don't know about.
Do they have that? No. Hey, now we should get that started. I think you just might have made me a rich man.
Believe me, you don't think people have been having birds and bees and side, you know, tourists and, you know, and yeah, people disabled, or, you know, you'd be surprised how much they're doing. You probably can find more, you know, flexibility and, you know, more, you know, creative things that you wouldn't even think about. And, you know, that's another story. I did use some profanity, and I apologize to all the viewers, because that's one of the things that I aim to on this platform and what I do. I tend to
You're aiming for shock radio here. Okay, all right.
Yeah, but I tend to not, you know, use profanity. That's one of the things that I always try to get. See, me and him have a lot of conversations about not cussing, and he looks at me like I've just, you know, like confiscated his, you know, his manual to his words. And I tell him, I say, man, we can do a lot without cussing. And I went plenty of time away to say things that was profanity, just to kind of like give him, you know, the embracement of, yeah, I do recognize that, you know, words can be, you know, given as power and uplifting and humorous things. But one of the things I noticed, you know, we have not always been adults, correct? And there's been a lot of times where you wanted someone to listen to something, and or you want to listen to something as a younger person, and you can listen to it because it may have, like, maybe the person ran across with something that was sent to the grown-up, you know, because some of these grown-ups try to run, you know, setups like a nursing home, you know, abusing the people. There's more abuse going on than the abuse that they think they're actually getting by listening to some profanity. So the point I'm making here, I know that it's a lot of things that we don't want people that are truly trying to listen to something and trying to give inspiration to others based on what we may be saying, based on something that we're relating to, based on the conversations that they are talking about, or something that they want to be, you know, given out there. Then when we cuss, then it's like making the people out there that are making us look excellent by talking about us, talking about how we're talking, you know, I don't want to embarrass my, you know, the people that is giving me so much powerful, thing, you know, referrals and, you know, accommodations, you know, and I want to make sure that I let them know that I appreciate you. I appreciate all the things that you allow the freedom of my words to express in your daily lives. And I'd like to say thanks to comedian Talk Dude for being on this show. And all
anytime.
I will say
anytime.
Is, not anytime, man. We have a specific time for you, man, because, you know, you tend to always try. I feel like one day I'm going to wake up, I'm gonna have like some kind of, you know, like somebody just like hijacked my words and had Tourette's pit in there. Like, he's like one of those kind of people that figure out some kind of ways to hijack your words. He's going to go into my dreams and have, no, it's not a conversation. I'm not going to talk about that right now. Conversations of comedy. And where we're going with this platform is to kind of narrow it down to what we're going to be talking about tonight on this platform. This is Comedian Organic OK. And the show today is called Seeing a Change from the Past, Being a Change for the Future. And I have a guest on the show. Eventually, it looks like it could be more like a co-host. I mean, that's what it's coming to be. Co-host Talk Dude, Comedian Talk Dude. He's on the show, and the show today is people ask me, what does battered men mean? You know, I tell them this. I said, battered men is not the limitations that you put forth of someone that have an addiction to throw filth on you and put things in your mind to control and give you this sense of, you know, contamination, you know, it's cross-contamination, things that they probably experience, some things that they haven't experienced necessarily, some things that they feel that you are a part of, and they feel like you are in their way because they feel that you, in a sense, they feel like they're entitled to give you this because, you know, people have different fantasies and different things that they try to play. People try to use you as, you know, in a sense, they be trying to pitch together scripts, and they try to be directors of their own misery, you know, things that they want to see other people have, and that they're not necessarily experiencing. You know, you see some people just minding their own business, maybe, whatever you're doing, you just sitting here, and they just say, hey. You know, it is funny how some people that, you think about it, if your direct relationship dealing with your partner, who, you know, whatever, whoever you're dealing with, if that's not happening in your household, it's not dealing with your direct people, why are so many people that you're having a hard time with are not even people you have to directly deal with? And it shouldn't be that way. You shouldn't have to even deal with people that you have to directly deal with like that, right? So, you know, when you hear battered men, unbattered men, it's not the narrative of somebody just saying, oh, you've been abused, you've been attacked physically. You may not necessarily be attacked. It's not a one-way perspective of how people are mistreating you. You know, and it's something that, you know, have you ever experienced that Talk Dude where somebody that, you know, you deal with and it's like you don't know them personally, but they're kind of like giving you like this kind of, you know, entitlement of just, you know, like making your day bad?
Oh, God, yes. I spent too much of my life with that. And, you know, that's what I want to discuss a little bit on this show. And one of the reasons I'm grateful this show exists because I know a lot of people think that's one, just one more thing. It's just one of those little life things. But come on, that's just a cop-out. Stuff like this can be remedied if somebody makes the effort.
Do you have any examples for those that could be inspired, uplifted? You know, because I feel like so many times that people, inspired people, they've took so much of the approach of saying, well, I'm not concerned about saving this person's life. So I'm going to give them, you know, the okey-doke. Don't realize the person they changed in life that they think that they is not important, maybe the main importance that they need in their life. What do you say?
God, yes, yes, yes. I mean, there's no argument about it. Remember, okay, this is not a sob story. But I went to a school, basically, that was full of all kinds of kids who were like that. God help me, I was afflicted, even if not so much. Let me tell you something. They're all kind of battered cases in one way or the other. And I thought that school didn't really help. No, it didn't. See, the whole purpose was to shuffle everyone into that big pile. They got all the kids who were basically sort of battered, who were victims. But they didn't do much to fix the problem. They didn't unbatter them. Not really. Sometimes they even enabled them. But no, I saw nothing resembling towards working for the cure.
So
as an adult looking from the outside and, you know, in a sense, glancing to other, you know, younger people that are young as you was at that particular time today, how would you say, what would you, you know, put in their spirit? Because sometimes we say things to the people that's perpetrating and give them more of an insight than the person that may not even be concerned about. You know what I mean? Like, that's really what we want.
Reality, right? We're not even concerned about the people that are not dealing with the problem before they dealt with it, right? We're more concerned about it as people unfold, right? And we see how it happens, right? So it's like, hey, yeah, we don't want you to even have to think about this. But we want you to be in a place where you don't have to even deal with it later, right? Because the worst thing is to go through the whole process of the person that's giving you the problem, and that's what we see so often. We see the person that's giving the problem like a scary movie, and they seem to be playing out, doing what they're doing, and making more people's lives miserable. And we're like the aftermath, like somebody that's seen a movie late and came in late and trying to distract people. It's like it's happening, and where we're talking, it just sounds like more of the problem, right? Because sometimes when you're dealing with problems, people that are helping you don't necessarily get you when you, you know, are very vulnerable to understand. They more get you where you're annoyed, where you don't want to deal with the problem.
Oh, no question. That's why. Now, hey, tell me, what do you personally suggest, not just in a radio show, but what do you suggest as a real grassroots campaign to making sure that this ailment never afflicts us again? What is your cure for the virus? Tell me. Tell us all.
Okay.
Listen to it.
If you're saying this to everybody that is listening to this, because the very vulnerable spaces, you can inspire the people that are, you know, in that position. So you really should be inspired, the person that's in the position to take advantage of my That's what we should be doing. We trying to inspire the people that take advantage of people. We kind of like give them more, you know, kind of like we really harassing them and making them more, you know. So we really playing a role in the sense. We kind of playing a role in the problem, because how we make the people that are giving the problem, we kind of, you know, give them the, you know, like, hey, we don't have to tolerate you. And they're like, hold on a second. You know, I'm not doing this for the convenience of your community. We're doing this for the convenience of maybe what we're going through psychologically. And you are giving us fuel to really find more people and see what the problem is and give them more problems by carrying us on our problem. Now, that discouraged and it may not actually do it any longer, but we're giving more ammo to those that destroy, because how are we going about it? We have to give more power in the perspective of giving the problem a solution more than trying to necessarily give the people that's victims that don't have the problem of doing this the solution. We need to give the problem that it lies, right? So we need to invest in the actual, you know, what's going on with the person to actually do this and give them, because these things are not all should be carried on, because this become cross-contamination.
What do you think? You
just keep spinning. Go ahead.
If someone tell you something that's going to happen to you in the future, would you really care about that right now if it's not happening to you necessarily? No, not so much. But the person that is interested in doing it, they cares about it a lot. Say, man, exactly what I want, man. Do you know where I can find this person at right now? They ain't telling you that, but they like, where is this person at? Sometimes they ask this person to and enjoy what they're talking about. You know, so we're like, yeah, this person over here, they're right. Oh. And that's what I'm saying. You know, the energy to be pitting the same people's lives, the people's lives we really save, we don't realize the person's life we're saving is not even always the person that we think we're saving. And that's what is so crazy about that. Like, we try to dictate the outcome, what people are really going to do, and sometimes the outcome is in us of what we actually doing ourselves, you know, how we're following our path and how we're actually doing things, because people don't necessarily appreciate the things that we're saying to the capacity that we think.
is so important. It doesn't always work that way. You like to add on to that, Top Dude?
Yes, I do. Let me take the reins for a minute. It always has worked that way. And the simple, sad fact is that there's not enough, basically, of people working around like there should be. I mean, not enough people working towards that greater good. But, you know, I like to think that things have gotten so bad that now there's a lot more, you know, what's the word I'm looking for here? There are a lot more foundations basically going up to put things together, to basically put America back up and human race in general. The batterness,
you know,
that is going on.
You know, it's where the organizations that you point to, you know, you call them, you talk to the people that work there, and you be like, it's like you run a conspiracy on them. It's like, man, I'm pinning all this on y'all, because talk to the people, man. It's like they become, like they're harassing you. Organizing information, try to, you know, talk to different, you know, faculty members and try to say, you know, this, and since they neglect, it's neglecting to be a very important platform, because staff members, you know, they have different, you know, they're not approaching things the way you see it, right? So a lot of times it kind of reminds me of this movie I was thinking about. You've seen the movie where, I'm not going to say the name of the movie, but it's an actor in there where, you know, he was talking about, you remember the movie? It was called, I ain't going to say the name of it, but the actor in there, I'm going to give you a couple hints on the actors, right?
Mm-hmm.
The actor in there is your boy that he played in a movie that he smiled as Joker.
He what?
Jack Nicholson.
Oh, yeah, he smiled. Okay.
There's a movie, Jack Nicholson, and you know, he's in this movie, and he's supposed to be helping Alan, you know, and Alan didn't know his actual woman he's with, you know, it hired him. So he was on the plane, and, you know, so anyway, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yes, I do.
He's like, the guy was harassing when he was young. Remember, he's like, he put his pants down. Remember that? And then he's like, he said, you know, I ain't going to go into that part. But anyway, he's like, such and such said about your sister, you know, and it's that kind of thing. It's like these organizations make you more feel like you anti, like you want to start talking about, like you just like start talking about the organization, and because they give you that kind of experience at times, you'd be like, you want to act like, I'm this kind of person, this, and this. And it's like, I do this, and this, and this, and this. You know, and I do it to you, too. It's like, it makes you feel that way, because a lot of people they hire, they're more neglecting. And they use the words that they're helping, but it's more of a neglecting experience. You know, they antagonize you, and these people are, you know, they have different personalities, and someone helping you shouldn't make you feel more like the person that's like oppressing you, you know. And, you know, they use words like, I'm sorry you feel this way, and how can I help you, and just the undertone of the very biased and very, you know, toxic formula that anybody can find to be, you know, very, you know, narcissistic and, you know, pessimistic in a sense. You know, this is Comedian Organic. Okay, the show has seen a change from the past being a change for the future. We got co-host, we got comedian Talk Dude. That's the kind of experience. It's like people shouldn't go somewhere that supposed to get help, and they feel more like they're looking for a place where the predator, like, where's the person giving me problems? Because I can kind of relate to this, and that's how bad it is. There's no way you should be looking for your problem to resolve your solution. Like, man, if you find me, show me the person that's giving me a problem, and I think they help me more than this to help me.
And then you talk to people outside them job settings, and you swear they was like the person you would want to work with. And then you see them at the job setting, and you don't really like them. It's like, wow, I wouldn't want to work in an organization like this. I wouldn't want to volunteer for an organization like this. And so it lets you know that it's so important that, you know, not to hire some people that are so biased, you know, in the infrastructures of the organizations. If someone is biased and have the infrastructures in place, institutional, you know, prejudice in all these things, it's the same thing that would be universal. It's like, like I said, that's uniform. Like, our uniform would change. It'd be even worse because it had one biased infrastructure, institutional setup where everybody thinks the same and everything running an operation where they saying the same conversation that doesn't seem to be, and that's what happens sometimes too. They have organizations have one group of people running everything, and even though they know they have all the knowledge, it's just biased. It's not fair thinking. They're not thinking, you know, and that's the problem a lot of times. So any final words? Because we at the end of the show it's 10:26 p.m. and we're talking about seeing the change from the past, being the change for the future. And I got co-host, guest, comedian, talk dude. Would you like to tell me some numbers?
As always, okay. Okay, look. Let me just close by saying I just want to unbatter as many people as possible. I'm dying to. Itching desire to be a hero. I don't know. Maybe I woke up this morning, but hey, something ever happened to you? You just wake up with a desire to think, I'm going to be a hero today.
Well, to me, I think that as days are the same day in a place where we are changing, but the time are, you know, because time is, people do either military time or the times are the same, right? It's always going to be the same time, right?
Yeah.
So they say, well, days are longer, you know, days are less. Or if these are based on this, like, we're like produce, you know, our time is like produce in a refrigerator that, you know, we like, you know, organic, you know, time clocks that, you know, our produce and things that we're doing is spiraling fast because what is needed and what is provided for us to, you know, to kind of move on. But yeah, this is a comedian organic. Okay. And this show is called, being a change from the past, being a change for the future. And I'd like to give you a final word. Art, you had something to say. Go ahead.
Okay. Finally, I want to have a clarion call for everyone to go out there and find a way to unbatter somebody. Okay, please. Okay. As soon as this show is available for download, you can listen at your convenience. It's free of charge on Blog Talk Radio. I implore you. Yes, thanks. We know. I implore you, unbatter somebody today.
So unbatter, like saying, open all the battered over their heads, and hopefully it will wake them up from where they could be in the future because you're showing them, hey, I'm the person that battered. Like, this is like some kind of slave-battered system where we're going to keep showing you different battered platforms, and hopefully you won't recognize the same people that are saying that they're freeing you, the same people turn you back in a U-turn and put you right back in the cage. You know, maybe you won't recognize the same people. Maybe you won't recognize their feet. Maybe you won't recognize something about them that looks different because they're trying to hopefully think you're going to have Alzheimer's by dealing with this treatment of, you know, this. It's really what it is. They're trying to give you treatment like some kind of, you know, chemo. You know, like there's some kind of emotional, you know, psychological, like they're trying to radiation chemo you through these different, you know, airwaves and things. But anyway, this is Comedian Organic Okay, and the show is called Seeing a Change from the Past, Being a Change for the Future. And like I say, thank my co-host for today, Comedian Talk Dude, and this show is a wrap. Thank you, everybody. Take care.
And good night. And please, tune in next week, 9 p.m. sharp. Don't chicken out.
This show right here